Welcome to the second episode of Mars Bar on EA Truth Radio, brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com. I am Marcy Latimer, and I thank you for joining me once again for this second episode here on June 11th, 2021. When this podcast is complete, please consider clicking on some of our links in the description to help support the show. And of course, I want to say a prayer. This is something that I was doing every day before the 2020 election. I was praying for Donald Trump, our president, our 45th president in the United States. And this is what I would say. It is still relevant for today, I believe. Father God, we thank you for Mr. Trump. We ask love, Lord, for a hedge of protection around him, his family, and his campaign. We pray that you anoint his steps and every word from his mouth. Give him strength, clarity, wisdom, and boldness. Expose, strike down, and destroy all evil enemies that would attempt to come against him in any way. Bless him, O Lord, and give him victory in all battles that he may face. Father, turn America back to the only living God that has so richly blessed her and on which this nation was founded. We give you all the praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And of course, in God we trust. That is a prayer that I would do nightly. And I still believe that we need to pray for President Trump and, of course, our nation, especially on today of all days when Facebook ended up suspending Trump's account for 2 years. They've made the decision. This move comes after the tech giant's oversight board ruling last month and will allow the former president to be reinstated in 2023 if certain conditions are met. Now, when I say former, to me, I think he's still the current. So I don't really mean it to be former president, but this is actually an article written by the Hollywood Reporter, of course. So they're saying the former president. Facebook says it will suspend former President Donald Trump's accounts for 2 years with an opportunity to be reinstated in 2023 if certain conditions are met. The decision came in response to the ruling from Facebook's oversight board May 5th, which upheld the company's initial decision to suspend Trump, but added that the company was not justified in imposing an indefinite ban. It is not permissible for Facebook to keep a user off the platform for an undefined period with no criteria for when or whether the account will be restored. The board wrote in its ruling, adding that the company had 6 months to justify the nature of the ban. And on Friday, that is today, in a blog post, Facebook VP Global Affairs Nick Clegg announced the 2-year suspension and outlined the criteria through which Trump may be reinstated. At the end of the period, we will look to experts to assess whether the risk to public safety has receded. We will evaluate external factors, including instances of violence, restrictions on peaceful assembly, and other markers of civil unrest. Clegg writes, if we determine that there is still a serious risk to public safety, we will extend the restriction for a set period of time and continue to reevaluate until that risk has receded. Clegg added that once Trump's account on Facebook and Instagram are reinstated, there will be a strict set of rapidly escalating sanctions that will be triggered if Mr. Trump commits further violations in the future, up to and including permanent removal of his pages and accounts. And in its own statement following Facebook's announcement, the Facebook Oversight Board said that it is reviewing Facebook's response to the board's decision in the case involving former U.S. President Donald Trump and will offer further comment once this review is complete. In addition to the announcement about Trump's accounts, Facebook said that it will begin adding more clarity and transparency around its newsworthiness allowance, in which it allows posts to stay up even if they violate its community standards. Politicians have traditionally been given extra leeway when it comes to their post on Facebook, but the company says it will end that practice. We will not treat content posted by politicians any differently from content posted by anyone else. Instead, we will simply apply our newsworthiness balancing test in the same way, to all content, measuring whether the public interest value of the content outweighs the potential risk of harm by leaving it up. And then they say President Trump's accounts were suspended indefinitely from Facebook in January in the wake of the riots at the U.S. Capitol. The Facebook Oversight Board, meanwhile, was created by the company to be independent body specifically to weigh in on tricky or high-profile disputes. And I will say that personally, I feel that it's quite obvious why they're doing this, because they are fearful he will have influence in future elections, specifically the 2022 election, and also get the truth out there, as he rightfully should be able to do. So they are afraid of the truth, is the way I see it. And he actually made a statement today, the 45th president of the United States of America, on his Save America platform. He wrote today, statement by Donald J. Trump, Facebook's ruling is an insult to the record-setting 75 million people, plus many others who voted for us in the 2020 rigged presidential election. They shouldn't be allowed to get away with this censoring and silencing. And ultimately, we will win. Our country can't take this abuse anymore. That is what President Trump had to say about Facebook's decision to ban his account for 2 years. And of course, so many conservatives were banned at the same time that President Trump was, after the January 6th Capitol Hill assault on the Capitol building, I should say. And we had no knowledge of anybody there, meaning the people who were censored. I was one of them. I knew nobody who actually was there. So they are still blaming Trump supporters, no matter if we knew people there or not. And it's absolutely ludicrous. And people were banned, such as myself, for being conservative influencers. And President Trump, of course, being the most respected, high honor of that group. I actually felt pretty honored to be in that category. I thought, okay, if that's what you're going to call us, then go for it. But I did absolutely nothing. I had nothing to do with what happened on January 6th, the attack on the Capitol. Nobody liked what happened that is a Trump supporter. I will tell you that. And nobody should have been banned for just being a Trump supporter the day after. And in fact, I got notice that they were not going to reinstate me ever. And then they ended up reinstating my page. It took a while to get back. It was about a month that I was banned from Facebook. So I feel that I was in good company. I know a lot of other people were in the same boat, and we understand what it feels like to be censored by big tech. So for them to do this to President Trump is seriously misguided. And they think that they feel that this is the right thing to do. Well, what it's doing is it's pushing us in the other direction. And we're going to be jumping ship as soon as President Trump gets a new social media platform. I believe that's going to be where we're going to go. We're going to drop Facebook like a hot potato, and we're going to jump on over to President Trump's new social media page. So as soon as he makes that, and I know he's in the works of doing that, it'll be a really good thing. And so if you are just meeting or joining our page, I should say, or joining our show, I just wanted to let you know I am a Southern Californian with conservative views who wants to get the information out that big tech and government is trying to shut down. I'm a proud patriot who loves the USA and just want to stand up for what is right. I love God, our military, our flag, law and order, President Trump, and stand proudly for the truth. We are truth seekers. That's really all it's about. And Facebook and other social media platforms, by banning President Trump that way and other conservative influencers, all they're doing is showing that they can't stand the truth. So it's an unfortunate situation, but we're going to get the word out that we're not going to stand for it. And as Americans, we should be living in the land of the free, and it sure doesn't feel like it. So we need to stand up for what's right and just make sure that people are aware we're not backing down. We're not going to give up. We're going to continue to seek the truth, and we're going to get the information out there. And as much as we possibly can, this is the time to do it and not to back down. So this is why I'm doing this show, because I want to make sure that we get the word out that we're not going to give up. That's what they want. That's what the MSM and all the fake news and everybody else on the left That's what they want. They want us to give up. They want us to just say, okay, we're throwing in the towel. We're not going to stand up for what's right. But no, we're not going to fall for that. No, no, thank you. And of course, the other news, of course, I think it's so interesting how they called us conspiracy theorists this whole time. And now word is getting out that Fauci is a farce and his emails are coming out. And of course, he has been flip-flopping on the COVID-19 situation from the get-go. And of course, calling everybody that is a Trump supporter a conspiracy theorist or anybody that really had any truth-seeking about where the COVID-19 coronavirus came from when we were saying it was a planned virus just to be politicized, unfortunately. And it came from a lab in Wuhan, China. And it looks like that conspiracy is coming to fruition. So who's the conspiracy theorist? I think a lot of people on the left owe us, who actually were truth seekers, an apology for calling us that. But then again, I think the other thing about it is now I'm just thinking to be called a conspiracy theorist is now a badge of honor. So I'd rather be called that than be a sheep who follows and blindly follows what places like CNN, Criminal News Network, as I call them, are regurgitating. They're just spewing lies and regurgitating it. And now they are deflecting. They're not even talking about that Fauci story. No, they don't want to mention it because they're deflecting, because they know that what we were saying all along is most likely coming out to be truth. And I really believe it is. So that's going to be something that we'll continue talking about. But I just wanted to bring that up too. So if you are called a conspiracy theorist and all kinds of other names from the left, just wear it like a badge of honor and agree that, yeah, I'm a truth seeker. That's what I am. So truthfully, that's what we are. And I'm going to be okay with that. All right. So I just wanted to get on here real quick and mention that. And of course, sticking with President Trump. And the other thing that came out was there were people like Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood and Mike Lindell, who are proud patriots and wonderful truth seekers. I think they're wonderful. They are supportive, of course, of President Trump, and they were making comments this week that they believe he will be reinstated sooner than later. Mike Lindell specifically said August. And then there were a lot of things coming out on social media that perhaps Trump even said it himself. But Lara Trump, who is Eric Trump's wife, President Trump's daughter-in-law, she actually said that it's news to her, that she doesn't believe that that's true, and that's of her own father-in-law. So if she's saying that, then unfortunately, I don't think there is real relevance to that story. However, it would be nice, and we never give up hope. I mean, it would be very nice to know that that would happen, because he is the president who got the most votes. We know that in 2020. He won. We know that. But unfortunately, something else has taken over the White House, and I'm not going to say the names because I refuse to call them my president and vice president. Thank you very much. Okay. I'm pretty sure a lot of you will agree with that. All right. So more of that later. I just wanted to touch base, and I appreciate, of course, your support here. Anytime you would like to, again, consider making a donation to Eternal Affairs Media, please feel free to do so. Thank you again for joining me. Visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com, and please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our show. And God bless all of you, and God bless the USA. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend, and keep praying. Keep God first. Amen.